Ron Van Dam. He was podcasting before podcasting was cool. You know, back when they just called it radio. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the one to whom they refer to in the title of the damn thing. It's a pleasure to be with you. This will be an amazing journey into nothingness. If you've ever had trouble planting a chifflera, I will help you today. Here's how you plant something. Dig a hole, shove the plant into it, put the dirt around the plant, and go home. It's not rocket science. Let's stop making a big deal out of everything. All these cooking shows. Here's what you do. You take the food, you put it in a pan, you heat it up, you turn the heat off, you put the stuff you had in the pan on a plate, and you eat the damn thing. What is so difficult? Here's how you drink water. You pour the water into a glass. You take the glass, you put it up to your mouth, and you shove it down your throat. That's how you drink. What is so difficult about this? What is the expression, once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget? That's not true. I forgot how to ride a bike. I did. I haven't been on a bicycle in about 6,000 years. And my neighbor had a new bicycle and said, would you like to try it? And I said, well, what do I do with it? He said, well, put it between your legs. And believe me, I've heard that response so many times in my life. Put it between your legs and then put your feet on the pedal and go forward. And I said, this looks a bit dangerous. So they're taking the sutures out on Wednesday and then I should be fine. So I decided in my career I would do the easiest thing possible that didn't involve any instructions. I would be a radio talk show host, and I would just sit and talk in front of a microphone. I think I can handle that. Apparently I can't. So oops, that was a good idea gone bad. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we're on Amazon Music now, so if you have that little Alexa thing, the pod, whatever you call the thing, just tell Alexa that you want to hear the most recent episode of the Ron Van Dam Show, and she shall play it for you unwillingly if she only knew what she was doing to society. But you can do that. Just ask Alexa.
Sorry, I don't know that.
All right, fine. If you're really lonely, I guess you can sit in the room and talk to her and she'll respond in a cold manner. She'll tell you what the weather and the time is, and she'll play your favorite podcast and radio program. So I guess she's a companion in a sense. And like many other companions, there's no sex involved. So what's the difference? Hey, welcome to the show. This is how it works. This is pretty much it, actually. I babble for a period of time. You have nothing to say about it. You can always turn me off, I suppose. But don't do that, because then you'll be missing something extraordinary, which could occur in any second now. Probably won't, but could. And it's the could that will keep you hanging on. Look, I'm just like you. I put my pants on the same way you do, over my head. We're all in the same boat, the Titanic. How much longer are these stupid jokes going to go on? God. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. I consider the guest interesting. Half the time, they're not really that interesting, but it's something that you say. You don't do these things headlining how bad they're going to be. You just don't do that. Hey, I'm having a party on Friday. You want to come over? It's really going to suck. No one's going to show up. Everybody's boring. They all have pimples on their face. They're disgusting. Come on over or you'll have a horrible time. You don't do that. You don't do that. You make it sound wonderful. I'm having a party on Friday. It's going to be great. It's going to be all these wonderful people, and it's going to be drinks and food you can put in your mouth and stuff, and it's going to be fantastic. I've told you this before, and it's absolutely true. I am a wonderful person, but I'm not a social butterfly. I'm not a butterfly at all. I'm a human being. When I have a party, or when I used to have parties, when you could have people over to your abode and not worry about catching some horrible disease, I used to have parties because I like to entertain. Yeah, on the invitation, I'll send out an invitation, you know, and it'll say what time the party starts, but it'll also say on the invitation what time the party ends. I do that on purpose so people get the fuck out of my house when the whole thing's over. That's the worst thing about having a gathering at your house, is that some of them don't ever leave. They think the invitation to a party is an invitation to take over your home and stay there forever. They become squatters. And it's usually the ones that drink. Oh, you can't drive home like that. We have a guest room. Why don't you stay overnight? Oh, no. That is not an option. That if there's a choice between you getting in a car and having some horrific accident or staying in my guest room, enjoy your drive. No, we don't. You must take responsibility for yourself. Anyway, welcome to the show. Nice to be with you. Just a real thrill. All right, I don't use this show in order to complain about things, but at the same time, it sounds like that sometimes, but it's not. It's that if I complain about something, I can be darn sure you've got the same problem that I do. And in most cases, I'm absolutely right. So yesterday, I have a garage. Thank you very much. Hold your applause to the end of the show. I have a garage in which I keep my car. My garage door broke. It's one of those automatic, garage door opener things, you know, where the garage door comes up, you know, like it's very, very, very classy. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted a garage door. I wanted to have something that opened automatically. I thought, ooh, you don't have to lift it up or anything. You push a button and it does something. I find garage doors fascinating. Here's this huge car, and then you press a button and this entire door opens like a mountain, like a cave opening. It opens automatically and then it makes a gigantic exit for your car. I find those fascinating. Well, it didn't work. My car got stuck in the garage, and I got frantic because I felt trapped. I mean, I'm not trapped. I can always walk out the front door or take a bus or something, but I felt trapped. I've got my car in the garage, and I can't get it out, and the garage door would not open. It was stuck, not even manually. So I called a repair person, a 24-hour garage door repair thing, where if you call, they'll come right over and fix it. You know what? That doesn't exist. When you call, the response is always, Well, we are 24 hours. We are an emergency garage door opening repair business, but I can't get anybody out there until 2025. We're totally booked. Why is everybody totally booked? I thought why can't I get anybody? I have money. I want to give the money to you for you to perform a service, and your response is, nah, I can't take that money from you. I don't have time. You're in business to do it. Look, we're booked up for the next month solid. I'm sorry, I can't get out there. Hey, here's an idea for you. Hire more people. If you're doing really well to the point where you have to turn down business on a daily basis because you're way too busy and you're booked out for the next 20 years, here's an idea for you. It's a business model. Hire some people, train them how to do the thing, and you can make much more money. You can grow your business because you're in demand. Oh, I can't do that. I'm just too busy. Oh, what's wrong with you? Are you in business or not? People are looking for jobs. Yeah, but we can't find anybody that knows how to repair. Then teach them how to do it. I don't have time for that. I'm booked solid for the next... Oh, shut up. You have time to eat. You have time to go to the bathroom. You have time to have sex. But you don't have time to grow your business. No, we're too busy to grow our business. We're booked up for the next... Oh, shut up. So they repair the garage door. There's springs involved. And they repair the springs, and they have to change all the cables and the pulleys. And it's like I'm running a cable car company here. A ski lift. I mean, sure, it's just that garage door. Come on, man. So anyways, I said, well, how much is this going to be? I say to the repair guy, and he says, well, this is going to be, let's see, the spring, this and that, and then we're going to replace the pulleys after repairs, and push the spring on the other side as well, and the cable, I have to restring the cable and all that. I'll be about $700.
What? $700?
And I bargained with him. I said, look, I can't pay a dime over $400. He says, all right, I'll do it for $400. And then I thought, wait a minute. I'm not buying a magic carpet from Aladdin or a used car from the place down the street. Why am I bargaining? Whatever the price is, you're allowing me to bargain. So what if I didn't want to bargain? I'd be paying $700 because I didn't open my mouth. The hell's going on here? So they repair the garage door, and it's $400. And I look it up online. Not a bad price to pay for what the guy had to do. $700 would have been ridiculous. $400, yeah, you know, that makes sense. And then I'm starting to realize everything costs hundreds of dollars now. It didn't seem very long ago when I needed something, I would pay maybe $20, $30, $40, and that would be a lot of money. Now, $400, that's a bargain. What? What happened to our money system? Do you have a dog or a cat? They need to go in to get their inoculations, you know, their shots, the rabies shot, the COVID shot. Well, they don't get COVID? Okay. The rabies shot. All the other shots that dogs need and stuff. So I bring the dog in and I say, okay, how much is this going to be? It's $200.
For what did you do? You took a needle, you injected it into my dog. You weighed it, I guess, and then you gave it back to me, and that's $200.
Why is everything so expensive? Well, Ron, get pet insurance if you're concerned about that.
Pet insurance, you got to pay for it. It's expensive.
If anything happens to your car at all, it's at least $500. At least $500 for anything that happens. The windshield wipers aren't working very well. I'm going to replace the windshield wipers. But I don't know how to do it myself. I'll bring it down to the local garage there and filling station, gas station. And Well, that's $200, Mr. Vet. $200 because you replaced my wipers? That's $200. If you want the deluxe wipers, that's $700. What? A tire for my car. I have to second mortgage my house to get a tire for my car. Yeah, you got a little bit of a rip in your tire there. You're going to need another tire. Well, how much is a tire? That's $250, $300 per tire. What do you mean per tire? You said I got a rip in one of the tires. Yeah, but when you got a rip in one tire, you have to get the other tire too, so that they balance. You can't have one new tire and one old tire, and we have to rotate your tires. We have to rotate your tires. You really need four tires. You need four tires, really. How much is that going to be? That's going to be about $1,200 because we have to balance the tires. It's a balancing act, and then we have to rotate and we have to spit shine them and wax them, and we have to take your tires, and we have to retread them and tread them back again, and we have to put them on the car. That's a whole other thing. You don't want to just buy tires and have them not put on the car. You can put on a car. We charge about $700 per tire to do that. Then, you know, you want to have a special tire so that on your dashboard it can tell you when your tire is getting low, and that's another $7,000. It's crazy, man. Everything costs so much money. You ever go out for lunch? God forbid you go out for lunch. Hey, just give me a tuna sandwich. Do you want fries with that? Yeah, sure. Throw in the fries, a tuna sandwich. How much is that? $18 for a tuna sandwich? It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing how much all of a sudden things are costing. And when things start going wrong, they go wrong all at once. Everything starts breaking. Everything you touch starts breaking. Everything doesn't work. Everything I touch doesn't work. I'm scared to go to the bathroom. Nothing works anymore. You buy something. You got a lifelong warranty with that. We're going to replace that, and that's a life warranty. And then it breaks a few months later. My thing broke. You got to replace it. It didn't break for that reason. That's not covered in the warranty. That'll be $7,000. And also, we can't come out and replace it right now. We're really backed up. We're booked for the next 17 months. I'm sorry. We can replace it, actually, but we can't get out there. We're too busy. I'm sorry. Nothing's working out. Nothing. Everything's too expensive. Are you finding that to be true as well? Yeah, I know. I know. The prostitutes have gone up in price. I have no idea. I'm just making a joke. They probably have. I don't know how much it used to cost before, but I guarantee it's probably triple by now. Can you imagine if you happen to be that kind of person? And you're looking for a streetwalker. You go down to the city, and you know you're cruising around looking for a prostitute. Hey, excuse me, hey lady, hop in the car. Hop in the car.
I can't hop in the car. I am booked. I am booked for the next 4 or 5 months. I can't. I can't come in the car and do that. Drive by, like, maybe, you know, later in the winter, and maybe I'll be free.
I mean, nothing's working out anymore. I'm assuming that's the case. I really don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I have an interesting guest coming up momentarily, but you're not paying for this. Someone has to pay for it. So we do have commercials. It's important. We'll be right back after these words.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
Italian. Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paducah.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajoule.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Cline.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus. Just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
Andrea Cody is Senior Project Manager, Social Impact at Sesame Workshop. We've spoken to them before. Thanks for being with us today. We understand Thank that National Grandparents Day is upon us, or just celebrated, depending on when they're listening to this. We have a Mother's Day, a Father's Day. But there is no, like, real Grandparents' Day until we've coined it. Is that right?
Yeah. So to commemorate National Grandparents' Day on September 12th, yeah. United Healthcare and Sesame Workshop's Growing Every Day, Every Way program is honoring grandparents and families by providing fun and educational resources for families on children's developmental milestones to establish lifelong healthy habits. We want to honor grandparents just as we honor parents. We know that they are a critical part of a child's circle of care and at helping kids grow up smarter, stronger, and kinder. So we are very excited to celebrate on Sunday, September 12th together.
Okay. Now, how can grandparents be effective in this relationship?
Well, grandparents, you know, we have had a very tough year, year and a half, and aren't always able to connect in person. So we encourage grandparents to find ways to connect virtually as well as in person if possible at this point, and to encourage communication between themselves and their grandkids. And we've developed a new guide, Grandparents Are Grand, that you can download at grandparentsday.com. And it's a new resource to add to our ever-growing and engaging tools. And it provides specific ideas on how grandparents might engage their grandkids, and also ways grandparents can take care of themselves, because part of taking care of kids is taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly. You can't give to others until you're stable yourself. I guess the simplest way is for a grandparent to be in contact by phone, at least with their grandchild, and just let them know that they're there. I don't think you have to necessarily spend every moment of the day with them. My God, no. But
yeah, I think communication over the phone or video chat is possible.
Yeah.
It's a great way to engage kids, and there are lots of fun things that you can do on video chat or over the phone. You know, you can listen to songs together. I think one great thing you can do over video chat would be to listen to a song and do a little dance-off. Show your grandkids your dance moves from your childhood and let them show you what they've learned at preschool, because I'm sure that they have been doing some fun dances with their teachers.
Yeah.
And it's a way to kind of bridge the gap of the generations and encourage some fun in a time that we know is hard for everyone.
Yeah, it is difficult for everybody, but that's a great idea, actually. Now, you actually have a guidebook that can help us along?
Yep, there's a guidebook called Grandparents Are Grand, and it's free to download at grandparentsday.com, and it's part of our Sesame Street and Communities work. And it has lots of new and innovative ways to connect with your grandchildren. So this is for grandparents, but we also encourage parents. You know, you can go and download it and pass it off to your parents so that they can engage their grandkids. And it was created to build emotional and behavioral skills with fun and engaging exercises. And again, is available for free download at grandparentsday.com.
The interesting thing, Andrea, is sometimes it's not just for the grandchildren, but depending on the grandparents, sometimes that's very important for the grandparent to feel like they are still special and they are still needed and still part of a community. So it kind of goes both ways, huh?
Definitely. differently. It's we call it a circle of care for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the parents, the grandparents, all the wonderful teachers and providers that help them grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. But I think it goes both ways. It's really a community circle of care that we're all here to take care of each other and, you know, value each other.
Yeah. I've always said that the role of a grandparent is not primarily to give the grandchild candy. There's other things involved that are a lot more.
Yeah, that's a good bonus, though.
Yeah, well, it is a good bonus, I guess. The parents don't give them candy, but the grandparents do.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful complication. Okay. Andrea, one more time, where do we go for more information and to get some tips from the guidebook?
To learn more about our Growing Every Day, Every Way program with United Healthcare and to download the Grandparents Are Grand guidebook, you can visit grandparentsday.com.
Okay. Hey, pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you so much. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much to my guest. Thank you so much to you. Thank you so much to the deli counter guy who gave me a half pound of thin sliced bologna yesterday. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Everybody's too busy. They're all too busy. Yeah. Hey, you want to get together, hang out, go out and, have a drink or something? Sure, sure. When do you want to do that? Like tomorrow night? Can't tomorrow night. I'm booked up. I can, how about 2 years from now? I've got January 23rd. No, I'm busy. January 24th. At about 5:30 in the evening, January 24th, 2023, I can do. I know that's a number of years away, but that's all I've got open right now. But I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to sit down and have a conversation and have some fun, huh? Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pencil you in. Oh, I'm not even a pen. I'm a pencil now. That means like the date can be erased. I'm going to pencil you in. I can't guarantee you, like in pen, that I'll definitely be able to meet you on that date. I'm going to use a pencil because I'm probably going to have to erase it because I'm probably going to be too busy even at that point. But I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. It's been so long. Wow. Wow. We got a lot of catching up to do in 2 years, maybe, because I'm penciling you in. Look, my pencil, the lead broke. I can't even pencil you in. Tell you what, I am going to, nope, can't even do that. I'm gonna put... All right, in January 2023, I'm gonna put it on a sticky note. I don't have any sticky note. I can't, well, I guess I can't see you. Hey, have a good life, babe. Bye-bye. What is going on? What is going on? We should sit down and, catch up, are you busy Thursday night? I am busy. But I do have, I'm going to hire somebody because I am so busy, I can't even have any time with my friends. I'm going to hire somebody. They'll have dinner with you. Then they'll get back to me and tell me how you're doing. And that's the best I can do. I am booked solid. I am booked solid I can't even do that. No, I can't even do that. Can't even have somebody else have dinner with you because I've got them meeting with Bob on, I'm just sorry. Have a nice life. I'm sorry I even brought it up. What's going on? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until that time occurs, I wish you peace.